Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, December 21st. It's been a busy year for Donald Trump's lawyers, and it's not over yet. The former president is urging the Supreme Court not to get involved right now in the question of whether he's immune from federal prosecution for crimes he allegedly committed while in office. This comes after special counsel Jack Smith asked the high court to look into the question last week, and less than a day after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled to bar Trump from appearing on the state's primary ballot. CNN's Caitlin Polance explains why Trump wants the courts to go slow on this.
The Supreme Court, that's who the Justice Department, they want to skip right to the justices, and they want the justices to figure this out. Donald Trump's team, as they do, is saying, not yet, Supreme Court, you don't have to get involved yet. They wrote in their filing yesterday, the special counsel seeks to embroil this court in a partisan rush to judgment on some of the most historic and sensitive questions that the court may ever decide. The court should decline that invitation. So for now, it's okay to go slow. That's where the Trump team's stance is. The Justice Department wants this to be figured out so that trial date of March can stay on the calendar.
Millions of people in Southern California are under a flood threat that could cause travel misery just ahead of the holidays. I asked CNN's Derek Van Dam to take a look at the forecast.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. This atmospheric river is pointed directly at Southern California, specifically Los Angeles, Ventura, and Santa Barbara counties. This will bring heavy bouts of rain, upwards of 2 to 3 inches per hour in some of those mountainous terrains, and that could lead to localized flash flooding, mudslides, and landslides. Now, this rain is going to shift eastward into Arizona come tomorrow, so the flood threat extends eastward towards Phoenix for the day on Friday.
U.S. intelligence is warning that Hamas's influence has grown dramatically since its horrific terror attack on October 7th. The analysis says that as Israel's relentless campaign has killed thousands of civilians inside Gaza, Hamas has cast itself as the lone armed group fighting back against a brutal oppressor killing women and children. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says countries need to stand up to Hamas.
I hear virtually no one saying, demanding of Hamas, that it stop hiding behind civilians, that it lay down its arms, that it surrender. This is over tomorrow if Hamas does that.
CNN's Claire Sebastian explains where Hamas's influence is growing.
Now, it's likely not so much inside Gaza, the analysis suggests, but in the West Bank and other parts of the Arab world, as Hamas propaganda videos and images of civilians suffering inside Gaza have gone viral on Arabic social media. Now, the second point is that there is a real concern, according to this analysis, among U.S. intelligence agencies that Hamas will inspire terror attacks elsewhere. That is something the FBI says it's already working around the clock to prevent.
The House is expanding an investigation after Harvard's president was accused of plagiarism. In a letter, the chair of the Committee on Education and Workforce says it's looking into allegations against Claudine Gay over a 24-year period. They started circulating after Gay gave evidence at a hearing on anti-Semitism, and since then she's issued corrections to two of her papers. And this morning, Harvard announced that Gay will issue more corrections, saying its review of her work did not find any misconduct. Gay previously said she has worked to make sure her scholarship, quote, adheres to the highest academic standards. Coming up, an international astronaut is going to land on the moon. An international astronaut will land on the moon as part of NASA's Artemis mission. Vice President Kamala Harris announced the plans yesterday, saying someone from outside the US will be joining the Artemis team that lands on the moon and joining an elite club. Only 12 people have ever walked on the moon's surface, and it hasn't been done in 50 years. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.